Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for April 1st. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. John 15:5-16. These are the best apples in the world, exclaimed Savannah. You like those, eh? Asked Grandpa Guberman. Yes, I do, replied Savannah, with bits of apple flying out of her mouth. With a twinkle in his eye, Grandpa Guberman said, Yep, sure was a good harvest. I picked them right off the pear tree this year. Savannah stopped chewing mid-bite. You did what? Grandpa Guberman took out his red handkerchief and appeared to be blowing his nose. I picked them off the pear tree. How could you get apples from a pear tree? Asked Savannah. Why do you ask? You don't think it's possible? No way. That's impossible. Well, of course, Grandpa Guberman didn't pick apples off a pear tree. But why would he tell his granddaughter that? It was because he wanted to teach her a lesson about her relationship with God. Grandpa Guberman asked Savannah to run and go get his Bible. As she opened the old, worn Bible, she saw that it was full of verses that were underlined and had lots of notes in the margins. Grandpa Guberman turned the pages to the book of John. He wanted to show her two verses. The first verse was John 15:5. In John 15, we are described as branches, and Jesus is the vine. Jesus was using this description as a way of teaching that if you really do have a relationship with him, you'll produce a certain kind of fruit. Just like an apple tree produces apples, and just like a pear tree produces pears, a Christian must and will produce fruit that is consistent with Christ. The second verse that Grandpa Guberman wanted Savannah to see was verse 16. He showed her in the verse that God has chosen people, that he has special purposes in mind for them, to save them and to help them produce good works. He reminded her that the book of Ephesians teaches us that good works do not save us, but that, as the book of James teaches us, good works are always a fruit of salvation. So the whole point of Grandpa Guberman's lesson was to remind Savannah that if she was trusting in Christ as the only way of salvation, then she should be bearing the fruit of good works. Just as it is impossible for a pear tree to produce apples, it is impossible for a non-Christian to do good works that please God. God wants every believer to produce the good works that are appropriate, fitting, for a child of God. Am I really trusting in God for salvation? What good works does the Bible command us to do? Is my life marked by the fruit of a Christian? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for April 1st.